Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Being disabled is not some odd status that afflicts just a few people. If you're in your 30s, even if you don't smoke, and if you keep your weight down, there's still an almost 4 in 10 chance you'll be disabled by something for 5 years or more. That according to the Council for Disability Awareness. And of course, the risk of being disabled rises as we age. Michael Bullis has a big idea about how to compensate for all of this. He's founder and executive director of the Image Center of Maryland, and he's with me in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sheila. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure. What is the Image Center of Maryland?
The Image Center is named that way because we want to change the image of disability, not just in the minds of the public, who obviously see us as sometimes helpless and think of our lives as very hopeless, but we also want to change our own minds about the times we sell ourselves short. So we're changing the image of disability for everyone.
And you also have an acronym, Independent Marylanders Achieving Growth Through Empowerment.
Yes.
Image. And you say us. Our listeners would say he doesn't sound disabled to me.
Oh, I'm totally blind, have been since birth.
And is that significant?
Oh, it's been an interesting run. It's a fascinating opportunity to look at life differently, to look at how to get things done, how to accomplish things. I've had a great life. I've worked all my adult life in various professions. I've owned several businesses, had a farm for 15 years, just to challenge myself at that. Blindness has been an opportunity for me to learn a lot of things.
And in 2011, you started the Image Center. What does it do?
The Image Center is an organization that serves people with disabilities, significant disabilities, from youth all the way into their 80s or 90s. We provide programs for young people to help them learn the skills of disability, learn to see examples of disability. We have a mentoring program where we can hook people up with adults who are raising their families and living their lives so that they can see this is possible. We provide ramps to folks who are older. As you get older and maybe need to be in a wheelchair, you need a ramp to get in and out of your house, or maybe you need a stair glide, they're called, in order to get from your main floor up to your second floor. Think of all of those homes in Baltimore City that are there's no way to get to your second floor except and to your bathroom except by stairs. So we help people get stair glides into their homes. We help people learn the skills of how to cook when you don't see so good.
And now you're trying to start something called the Aging and Disability Skills Gateway. What's that?
The Aging and Disability Skills Gateway is something that's going to profoundly change everything we know about disability. And I say that knowing that there are skeptics out there who will say, really?
Yeah.
Yes. And the answer is yes. We have been plagued, just to explain the situation a little more fully, disability has had a problem ever since human history, and that is that most people who have a disability don't know anyone else who has the same disability. So the way we humans learn things is not available to people with disabilities. If you think about the countless things you do every day, from brushing your teeth to putting on your clothes, you saw somebody do it, or somebody taught you how to do it, driving, cooking, you name it, and then you did it yourself. Well, if you're deprived of that fundamental way that we humans learn things, you have a problem. You have to be a person who can make up a life. Most of us can't do that. So we struggled with that for some time, trying to figure out, is there a way to get people connected with people just like them? And we came up with the Aging and Disability Skills Gateway, where we will literally allow people to check boxes about how many disabilities they have and which kinds they have. And then they'll be able to see people just like them through videos and how they do things. It's a fascinating site. If you get a chance, go to www.disabilityskills.org, and you'll be able to see our demo and see how this is going to work.
And we will link to that on our website. That's Michael Bullis, director of the Image Center of Maryland, here on Maryland Morning on WYPR. And we're talking about creating an online library of videos that show how people compensate for their disabilities. Give me an example of the kind of video that would be useful. I mean, what would I turn to this gateway for?
So you are in a wheelchair. You have the use of one hand but not the other hand, and you really want to learn how to mow your lawn. Before the gateway, you might have said, well, I just can't do it. It's something I just have to accept that I can't do. But actually, you might go to the gateway and see that there are dozens of solutions to your problem that people have developed all over the country, and you might see the different devices they've developed or created about how to pull the lawnmower and how to move the lawnmower, et cetera. One guy even built his own lawnmower. There's all kinds of ideas out there, and what we want to be is the repository for ideas.
Walk us through how this is going to work.
So you're going to be able to go to our site. You're going to be able to check off your specific limitations. Maybe it's unable to use your right hand and unable to use your left leg. And then we're going to have you go to the next page, which will say, what do I want to learn? Do I want to learn how to cook? Do I want to learn how to clean the house? Maybe I want to learn how to mow the lawn. And you'll check off that skill, and then you'll go see people just like you. Since we're drawing from the entire world, we'll be able to find people just like you. They will contribute videos, and we don't want them to be professional. We just want them to be ordinary people showing us how they do things. You'll be able to contribute. You'll be able to see those videos and see how people do things. We've broken that gap that has existed since forever with disability.
I mean, if this is such a good idea, why doesn't it already exist?
Well, it hasn't been possible until maybe the last 8 or 9 years. The ability to store massive amounts of videos wasn't possible. And honestly, the professions themselves, whether it be vocational rehabilitation counselors or occupational therapists, have always relied on traditional methods of sort of figuring out as we go along. That's what my staff do. When somebody new comes in with a disability, we say, well, gee, let's kind of figure that out. And that began troubling us. We began realizing, wait a minute, we shouldn't just be figuring things out one person at a time. We ought to be able to create this Wikipedia of disability skills, if you will, so that people can literally go see people just like them. And not just one or two people, by the way. It takes several people, because if you just see one person do it, you might think, well, that person's smarter than I am, or they're braver than I am. But if you see several people just like you, then you eventually come to say to yourself, if that person can do it, so can I.
If this takes off, do you see it replacing some occupational therapy?
No, I think there's a huge role for occupational therapists and rehabilitation counselors in helping people understand their disability, helping them understand specific kinds of physical limitations they may have or physical capacities that they may have. Physical therapy is a lot more than just showing people a set of skills. It's helping them figure out how to do them. But it will be a huge resource for occupational therapists, because no longer will they have to sort of make things up as they go along. They'll be able to look at 8 or 10 or 15 people who have exactly the same kinds of disabilities as their client, and they'll be able to say, let's take a look at all of these and figure out which ones are going to work for us. We are like Wikipedia and like YouTube and lots of other things. We are relying on the fact that users will want to contribute their solutions to problems. Think about your grandfather, maybe, who had a wood shop, and as he got older, he started shaking a lot more, so he developed little jigs that he used out in his wood shop. Unfortunately, what happens is when grandfather dies, all those great ideas he came up with about how to manage his wood shop go nowhere. So what we believe is that people will want to show us their knowledge. People will be excited about being able to show other people how they solve problems.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks so much for having me.
That's Michael Bullis, founder and executive director of the Image Center of Maryland, located in Towson. On our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, we have a link to the Image Center's website, and in particular to the Aging and Disability Skills Gateway. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning is an original production
of Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1902, legislation was signed allowing women to be admitted to the Maryland Bar. It was initiated by Etta Maddox, the first woman graduate of the old Baltimore Law School. We're back Friday. Hope you'll join us.